When the Wilmington Blue Rocks celebrated the final out of the Carolina League championship season in September 2019, little did the team or its fans know that would be the final out for more than a year and a half. The COVID-19 pandemic struck just a few weeks before the scheduled start of the 2020 season. The dreams of players and the plans of fans and groups were all put on hold. Some employees were furloughed. Late in 2020, Vince Bulick became Wilmington's general manager after he was let go by a team in Scranton. And even though the Blue Rocks and the other teams left after a realignment of minor league baseball got the go-ahead to play ball in 2021, Bulick concedes a lot of questions remained.
With us working very hard and putting a staff together all the way up until April, made it very challenging to reach out to groups and get groups to even think about coming to the ballpark, Judy Johnson Field at Frawley Stadium, just due to the fact that COVID was there. Whether that was groups amongst the individuals in the group itself, or whether it was groups sitting next to other groups, not knowing what the scenario was.
Full capacity at Frawley Stadium is about 6,500. Public health restrictions at the start of the 2021 season would allow for only about 2,100 fans per game. Blocks of seats were blocked off. Only small groups could occupy suites, and suite mates generally didn't share with people they did not know. So Bulick says the offseason was spent communicating with groups that traditionally enjoyed a Blue Rocks outing, a small but loyal base of season ticket holders, as well as businesses and sponsors.
And our sponsors were perfect. They were great this year. Most of them understood the challenges that we were up against. They were behind us 100%. We had a lot of great sponsors that were with us in 2020 and, you know, stayed with on board and helped us get through a very rough time, and then helped us even a little bit more going into 2021.
The Delmarva Shorebirds play their home games in Salisbury, Maryland. According to General Manager Chris Bitters, about 30% of their fans come from Delaware, most from Sussex County. The team also dealt with diminished capacity and much uncertainty heading into the 2021 season.
There was, you know, times where we couldn't, you know, have, you know, full houses, obviously, in the ballpark. But once we got through that and hit our stride during the months of June, July, and early August, attendance was strong.
According to Bitters, the Shorebirds took advantage of the break from baseball action in 2020 to set the stage for what they hoped would be a successful start to 2021.
In 2020, we really had to focus on how do we virtually keep fans engaged. So we did a lot of that, whether that was, you know, Facebook Live events, Zoom events, other virtual events with virtual 5Ks to raise money for local charities that were struggling because of COVID, and other functions like that to keep the fan base engaged, because obviously when you lose your customers for a year, you don't know how they're going to respond, right?
That activity also kept Shorebirds employees engaged, at least the 12 or so who work full-time. The part-time staff during a normal year would number about 150.
That way, when the time came to open back up, we weren't fully having to retool in that zone. So, our ownership group did a great job of giving us the flexibility to keep staff engaged, keep them on employed, their benefits intact, and be ready to rock and roll for, you know, what was now May of 2021 to open up.
Players were another critical part of the safety initiative. Bulick says he was the only front office member with access to the Blue Rocks clubhouse as well as the visiting clubhouse. Masks are required at the ballpark to this day. Everyone was subject to frequent screening and testing.
They were only allowed to be at the ballpark in the clubhouse 5 hours prior to a game. So for a 7 o'clock game, they weren't allowed to be here until 2 o'clock. You know, they were requested to wear masks as well. You had spit tests twice a week that everybody went through. In regards to the players' travel, yeah, we started off with 3 buses.
That was to allow players and coaches to socially distance while on the road. Typically, the Blue Rocks would reach out to local families, who in the past have been willing to host a player during the season. But that couldn't happen this year.
This year, with COVID, it would be too much of a challenge, or it was too much of a challenge, to ask anybody to take on the responsibility of a player, knowing where the players are going, knowing where the families are going. So I think between the Nationals and myself, we got hotel rooms. So we would work with the local hotels, try to get the best deals possible, and then you would have players that would potentially would room together to get through the season and cut the finances down.
As a live entertainment venue, Bitters says the Shorebirds qualified for a State of Maryland assistance program and were awarded $244,716 to help recover from lost admissions and revenues, as they were preparing to open up and play again safely at Arthur Perdue Stadium.
So we're very appreciative that they provided us a grant that provides some flexibility in being able to open up safely, provide things that allowed for safe operation of the facility and the things we have to do with the players to ensure their safety and screening staff before they came in, screening players. And all the things that went into, opening up under a completely different setup.
The ballpark is also cashless. Bitter says that eliminates the need for employees to gather and count the money after a game. Although there has been some relaxation of the rules, some procedures have stayed in place.
So we've put a lot of practices in that, sometimes public doesn't fully understand why we're still doing things, but you get one breakout and it really affects your operation. And when you're already short-staffed, you lose 4, 5, 6 people due to either catching COVID or contact tracing. You're in real trouble.
Bulick says Blue Rocks attendance started coming back as the season progressed, but then came the Delta variant, which he says discouraged some groups from moving forward with their outings planned for later in the season. What about the overall health of minor league baseball? Bulick is optimistic.
I think minor league baseball will always thrive. I think minor league baseball is always geared towards family and fun entertainment.
And Bulick says the Rocks' surroundings remain a factor in tapping into that family-oriented formula with Frawley Stadium's prime location at the Wilmington Riverfront, with restaurants, hotels, the Delaware Children's Museum, and other attractions right nearby. And next year marks the Blue Rocks' 30th anniversary season in Wilmington.
As we move forward for 2022, as we're able to contact the groups and get people to start thinking about planning their team-building exercises or their family reunions or school reunions coming out in 2022, I think you're going to see a lot more come back. So I look forward to 2022, to be honest with you. I think there's a lot of great things that are going to happen here. We're the only minor league baseball in this area, which is going to make a lot of opportunity to have fun.
It's the same for Bitters in Salisbury, where the Shorebirds have been sending players up to the Baltimore Orioles since 1997.
And we just hope the community stays safe and do what we need to do to just get life continued back to normal.
Mark Fauser, Delaware Public Media.